Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reish, Tzadi Dalad, the bottom of page 138. Moving on to page 139. Says the Mechaber over here, Dini Avdolo Bitfilo. We know, based on the Gemara and Brachos, there was basically different shlavim. We have one Avdolo in Tfilo, and one Avdolo that we say Alakos afterwards. Really, we only really need one of them to Iker to dinner. At different times today, really, we're supposed to be saying Avdolo Alakos. But when Klal Yisrael became Anim, they couldn't afford to do Alakos, and therefore they were attacking to do it during Tefillah. Afterwards, when they got rich enough that they could now afford wine again, they went back to the coast, but they left the gezerah of doing it still in Tefillah, still in place. And therefore we do Avdolah b'Tefillah, Tachon Tadu. Okay? And then we also do Avdolah Alakos. That's what the Gemara in Brachas tells us. So over here we're going to discuss Avdolah b'Tefillah first, and Reish Adidal. Omri Yom Avdallah B'Chonei Anadas, we say Avdallah in the Bracha of Chonei Anadas. Why do we say the Bracha of Avdallah? What does that have to do with Chonei Anadas? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here one of the reasons. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Beis, Ukavua B'Bracha Zubinisha Asalit Bo Tzrach of Chonei Anadas, since we are both going to be saying our Bakashos now, Inchman Asri Atachonin is the first Bracha of the Bakashos. Therefore, we first want to make Avdallah, because you're not allowed to do Bakashas on Shabbos. Therefore, we first want to do Avdallah, and then go ahead and do Avdallah. Therefore, we want to do it in the first bracha of the Bakashas. The problem with this answer is that we learned earlier on that really Mikra Din, you can do a regular Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Even if you start saying a regular Shemoneh Esrei, you continue and finish that bracha, whatever you're in. It's not really Mikra Din, Usher today, or do a regular Shemoneh. We just don't do it because, to save time. Fine. Therefore, the second reason brought down over here in the Mishnah Artzim brings down also another reason brought down in the Gemara, Ozbeis, v'yesh otam b'gemara, mineshi birkas chokma. Okay, because it's atachonin l'anvadas, this is the bracha of chokma. Hainu lahakir lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. And you need chokma in order to be able to mimavdil ben kodesh l'chol, to understand the difference between kodesh l'chol, kavu v'yerchas chokma. Therefore, they're kovea dafka in this bracha, in the bracha of chokma. Okay, fine, that's what we're supposed to do. We say atachonotano in the middle of Berchaz Atachone. Says the Mechaber, Vim Tov Elo Hivdil. What if one makes mistakes and forgets to do Atachonotano, he does not make Avdallah in Tefillah. Mashvim Tefiloso Ve'eno Chozer. Paskins the Mechaber, he continues the Pashas over here, is once he finishes the Bracha, you go ahead and continue Shemoneh Esrei Karagil, and you'll rely on the Avdallah of a Kos. Mi Neishat Tzorich La'Avdil Al-Kos, you can do Avdallah of a Kos. You're Makai in the midst of Avdallah, and you just didn't do it during Tefillah. Obviously, you should try and remember. If someone forgets, that would be the day. Says the Mechabrim Ta Kodam Shivdil Al-Kos. However, I said Tom Kodam Shivdil Al-Kos. But, let's say you did a double whammy. You did two things wrong. You forgot Avdallah in the Tefillah, and then you also ate or drank before Avdallah Al-Kos, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything but water, until you make Avdallah. So you did first, you forgot Avdallah and Tefillah, and then you did a second mistake, and that is you ate or drank before Avdallah. So Tom called him Shiv Dalakos, Tzarech Lachzer Lahavdil B'Tefillah. Then we make you go back and repeat your Shemoneh Esrei again. That's the Lacha based in the Gemara, because it's like Chazal is like giving you a Knas, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. Okay, Sivkot and Dalad. Says over here, even though we generally hold that if you make a mistake and you eat or drink before Avdallah, okay, you've made a mistake, but you make Avdallah. Because Malcolm Khan to talk God with Tefillah over here, where you did also a mistake in Tefillah, can see and lay. We give him a knas. But sorry, lastly, he's probably Avdallah with Tefillah. We make him go back and daven again and do Avdallah and Tefillah. He's still going to do Avdallah and Kos also, but we make it go. So if you do make both mistakes, then you have to go back. But if you do not do that, and you make it a regular Avdallah and Kos without eating first, then you can rely on that, and you do not have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, that's what comes out over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Gimel. Ve'enu chozer, hainu de lechatchila mitzvah la'adol bein Tefillah bein lekos. Mitzvah is lechatchila to do Avdallah, both in Tefillah and on a Kos. Over here, we'll say, b'diavad, you rely on what you do on the coast. Mikomak, asr leit atam b'malacha ad she'avdil b'kos. But if you just said in Shemoneh Esrei, you forgot atach on etanu, you're not allowed to do malacha. O she'yomer ha'kolponim ma'avdil ben kodesh l'chol. You either have to wait to do malacha until you do Avdallah, or at least say a baruch ha'ma'avdil ben kodesh l'chol. Once you say baruch ha'ma'avdil ben kodesh l'chol, then you're allowed to do malacha. Now, what happens if you forget to do Avdallah and Tefillah? We said before, if you do a double whammy, you forget to do Avdallah and Tefillah. And then you go ahead and eat Now you have to repeat Rosh Menasseh. What if you forgot to do Avdolah and Tefillah? You didn't eat, but you do Malacha without saying Baruch Hamad and Kodesh Lecha. You also did a double whammy. That's the Machlokas brought down in the Bir Halacha over here. In Tom Kodem Shivdol. I'm Be'eli Rabba. U'bechidush Rabbi Kiva Sheva B'Shem Arashba. Do Adinim Asa Malacha as Kodem Adol. If he does Malacha before doing Avdolah Al-Kos, or at least doing Baruch Hamad and Kodesh Lecha, he would also have to repeat Rosh Menasseh. However, with Sefer Kovitz Al-Rama. So, one of the Achronim, one of the first other Rambam, Kovitz on the Rambam, Mefakfek bin Zesh al-Rashba l'Maisa, he disagrees with this Rashba l'Maisa, and he claims that the das of the Rambam is also like this, and he says, V'yeshlichma b'zal, Rambam, the last lines of the Bir Halacha. Okay? Okay, and therefore, the Chorim would say something brachos la'akal over here, he would not have to go back. Now, what we said over here in the Mechaber, we said, is not to go ahead and go back in your Shmoneh Esrei. It says over here, you go ahead and you continue your Shemoneh Esrei, and you don't say Avdolah in your Shemoneh Esrei. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan writes over here that you could say it before you say the Lirotzon, just like you could add other things in the kind of tzor, you could put it in over there also. You could put it in over there. That's the Aruch HaShulchan said. The passages of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah is not like this. Even more than that, some poskim allow you to add it in Shema Kolein. Why is that not a good option? Why did the Mechaber tell you that? Is because there's certain things in Shema Kolein that are not shayach over your nach. We have to know. Atachon Otenu Otano is really split up into three parts. You have Atachon Otenu Lamad Torah Sechol Adi Lasso Lem Chukei Ritzon Nech. Okay? We first have a part of Shevach. We give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gives us Das, that we can learn Torah. V'latel Amdi Lasso Lem Chukei Ritzon Nech. And then we get to the main part, which is the Avdolah. V'atavdil Hashem Lekeinu Bein Kodesh Lechol. Bein Or Lechol Jumim Yisrael Lamim Bein Oshin Shalom Yamas. And then we get to another bakasha of, you know, Keinu, Hachelinu, Yom Yom Yomarinu, Lukasin, L'Sholom. These days are happening to be L'Sholom. Chashuchim, Mikol Chet, Menukim, Mikol Avon, we should not be sinning, and stuff like that. So you have a Shevach, and then you have the Vdol, and then you have another bakasha after that. So the Shevach part, Atachon Otano, is not Shaykh and Shmak Oleinu. We don't give Shvachim in the middle parts of the brachas. They're there for bakashas. Therefore, it doesn't fit in Shmak Oleinu. That's why the Mechaber says not to put it there. But I did hear, but Boskin would claim that you can go ahead and put it to Shmak Oleinu. Just skip the first part of Atachon Otano. Just say, V'tavdil Hashem, V'kodesh Lechol, V'nor Lechosh, V'yisrael Amim, V'yom Hashim, V'shem Amas, and listen, then you did Avdolah in Tefillah. Okay? That's what some Boskin say that one could do, and add that in Shmak Oleinu. Base. Tov, V'lo Hivdil, but Tefillah, V'ein lo Kos, V'laylo. And someone makes a mistake. And they don't do Avdolah in Tefillah. And they also don't have a kos at Laila, meaning they don't have Avdol, they can't do Avdol at kos because they don't have a kos. They forgot in Tefillah, it's not that they made a second mistake over here, but they don't have a kos. What do? It's over, sha'af l'machar lo yellow, and they also understand that tomorrow they also won't have a kos to make Avdol on. Tzarech lasser l'itpalo, then you go back and then you say Mishmar Nasser again, and you put Avdol in your Tefillah because you have to do Avdol, you have to do Avdol at kos, or Avdol at Tefillah. Gimel. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos Be'echad B'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls on Amotzi Shabbos, obviously we cannot do Avdolah Al HaKos. We only have Avdolah and Tefillah. We only do Avdolah Al HaKos Motzi Tisha B'Av. So what do? B'Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos Be'echad B'Shabbos. Tov V'lo Hivdil. If you make a mistake, you need an Avdolah Motzi Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, B'Tefillah. Ein Tzarech Lachzer Lipal. In this case, you don't have to do another Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Since you know you're waiting for Motzi Tisha B'Av to do Avdolah Al HaKos, you rely on that. You should definitely do a Baruch HaMavdil in Kodesh Lechol in order that you can do a Malacha. Fine. Dalet. B'makom sha'amru she'enu chozer li'tpalel. The place that we say you don't go back and daven again. When is that? Miyad kishasim ha'brocha ein lo lachzer afal pishal lo patach b'brocha shal achara. One, you say Baruch Atah Hashem chonin adas. That ends your ability to put an Atachon Otano over there. If you remember before Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Adas, you go back to Atachon Otano. Once you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Adas, you do not say Avdolah at that point. Sometimes you say, you could put in certain inserts in between the two brachas. Okay? You might have thought to say you could do Atachon Otano in between Chonin Adas and before the next start of the next bracha. Mashma Lalo, where the Mechaber? No, once you say Atachon Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Adas, you cannot put Atachon Otano anymore. Sifei. So what happens in a place where it says not to go back? What if someone wants to be machmer on himself? So im siyem tefilaso rashai, if he's already finished his shmoneh esrei, He's allowed. You want to go back and dive another Shmoneh Esrei? You're allowed to do that. Petoros in the double. You're allowed to do a Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei in the double. We'll come back to this idea in a second. Avalimidayin lo siyam tefillah, so ain't no rashi lechzor. But if you're not done in your tefillah, you can't go back and say, better not to do the whole Shmoneh Esrei. I'll do half the Shmoneh Esrei. I'll go back to Achanot Tachonain. You're not allowed to do that. Because you can't split your Shmoneh Esrei. You can't have half a Shmoneh Esrei b'chova and half b'nedov. It has to be the whole thing b'chova. Therefore, you're not allowed to go back in this case. Points out the Mishnah Berurah, he couldn't test. Came into Einot Tzarech Lasser, Avi Hesek, it's going to be a Hesek over here. You're going to go back when you're not allowed to do it. It would be Hesek. Morena Rabbeinu Ranatzel says even stronger. Tzarechin, Amai lo katav davi bracha levatala. It's even stronger. It's a bracha levatala. Vulaik ha-manasad da-omra bein ha-brachas achin chashiv Hesek. He's talking about doing it between the brachas. Then it would just be a Hesek. It wouldn't be a bracha levatala. At the end of the day, you have a problem of both Hesek and Bracha Levatala. But we said you could do another Shmoneh Esrei, another Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sivkatan Ches Rashai Betoras Nedava. We have a concept. You're allowed to dive in another Shmoneh Esrei Betoras Nedava. However, already over there in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Ches points out Va'ayin Lel Sama Simin Nizai Kuf Zayin. The Ainlis Palu Nedava Elu Mishim Akir Atzma Zoriz V'Zoriz Shiachavi. Only a person who knows that he has great Kavanah and he's going to have perfect Kavanah during this Shmoneh Esrei, only a person like that can do Taras Nadava. And since none of us could say that about ourselves, nowadays we do not do Taras Nadava. We do not do a Shmoneh Esrei Nadava, and therefore you would not be allowed to go back in this case. Okay? That's what we say, Halacha L'mais. One last thing over here, going back to Sivkatan Vav. Sivkatan Vav says, Tarich Lasser Lipal in a case where you're not going to have a Kos Motzei Shabbos, and you're not going to have the next one. We said you have to go back and daven again. Okay? Hainu Kishakar Raglav. That's when he's been Oker Raglav and he realized at that point he doesn't have a coast. So Chozer LaRosh. V'im lo sima dayin tefillah. So if he has not finished his tefillah and he knows in his mind, let's say, he's not going to have a coast to say Avdalan, Chozer LeBerkas HaTachonein. He should go back to Berkas HaTachonein. Miu. Im niskar kodem shomei tefillah lo yachzor. But if he remembers before shomei tefillah, this is a case where he's not going to have a coast later on, the Mishnah Berurah saying. El yomer HaTachonotana b'shomei tefillah. He should say, "Atachonotenu shomei tefillah." Kishem avtilim etfilah. Omri avinu makino achalenu to bakasha. V'avi main shomei tefillah. It's like a bakasha. Therefore, it's like shomei tefillah to lukol bakashas. Miun yesh lo kos im smoch al kos below yomrenu b'shomei tefillah. That's where you see the Mishnah Berurah holds. You don't say it in shomei tefillah. That's the pasha. Not like the poskim I mentioned before. The pasha of the Mishnah Berurah is you do not put it in shomei tefillah. Aruch Hashulchan once again says that you could say it before the yiratzon, but that is the pasha. So you just go ahead and do it ala kos, but make sure you do not go ahead and eat, because if you eat also, and you did say it in tefillah, then you would have to go back and daven again ad kan for today.